This is Festival Notes. Good morning, I'm Matt Erickson for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival. Today is Friday, August 9th. This penultimate weekend at the festival is a frenetic one, complete with activity. Highlights include today's 6 p.m. concert with violinist Sarah Chang and Barber's Lush and Pyrotechnic Violin Concerto. Ms. Chang will join the Aspen Chamber Symphony and conductor James Fedick. Fedick will also lead the orchestra in Elgar's Sea Pictures and Schumann's Rhenish Symphony. On Saturday at 4 p.m., the chamber music program at Harris Concert Hall is a heady combination of 20th century and contemporary works. Bartok's Sonata for Two Pianos and Percussion, Sidney Hawkinson's Chaconne in B-flat, and John Corigliano's Of Rage and Remembrance, music that the American composer wrote in response to the AIDS epidemic.
Actually, I've been kind of on a major Brahms kick, especially late Brahms, and I'm in the middle of a recording project of doing the last four opuses and pairing them with works that inspired Brahms as well as works that were inspired by him.
That's pianist Early Shaham talking about her recital program, which begins at Harris Hall, 8 p.m. Saturday.
I actually really like putting Beethoven and Stravinsky in close proximity because there's a great deal of the rhetoric of Beethoven that Stravinsky picked up on.
St. Louis Symphony Music Director David Robertson describes Sunday's Aspen Music Festival program, pairing Beethoven's Triple Concerto and Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Sunday's Aspen Festival Orchestra program begins at 4 p.m. at the Benedict Music Tent. I'm Matt Erickson. Please join me again tomorrow for more Festival Notes, only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen online at aspenpublicradio.org.